Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Tonight, we're tracking flooding and tornado threats. Millions of Americans under severe weather alerts from Texas to Georgia.
Big, big tornado.
Multiple tornadoes reported as damaging wind leaves thousands without power.
Water slamming against the windows, debris flying everywhere.
Uh-oh. The CBS Evening News starts now.
Oh!
Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We are coming on the air tonight with more than 25 million Americans in the path of severe and dangerous storms across the South and the Ohio River Valley. Thunderstorms, torrential rains, life-threatening flooding, and tornadoes are impacting states across the Gulf Coast. An EF2 tornado hit the city of Port Arthur, Texas, destroying homes and a church. There is catastrophic damage in Louisiana after suspected tornado ripped the roof off an apartment building outside New Orleans. And in Mississippi, dozens of homes were hit and one person was killed when storms slammed the Magnolia State. Tonight, tornado watches are in effect across the region. CBS's Mark Strassman will start us off tonight from a New Orleans suburb that took a direct hit.
Wow! As many as three tornadoes may have touched down in and around Slidell, Louisiana.
Oh!
Wind gusts of up to 110 miles per hour tore through the city just north of New Orleans.
It came through fast and did a lot of damage, and it left fast.
About 50 people needed rescuing after winds sheared the roof off an apartment building.
And it happened really fast. While we were trying to pack a few things, my ceiling caved in, his ceilings caved in.
The damage is unbelievable.
Officials in St. Tammany Parish reported the impact was catastrophic and extensive, with more than 100 buildings damaged.
This storm was no joke. It's something that we haven't seen here in Slidell in a very long time.
Flash flooding in New Orleans, swelled roads, overwhelming drivers, and marooning vehicles. As the storm moved east, this was the scene on I-10 in Mobile, Alabama. Water everywhere, flooding highways and causeways. It's the same storm system that lit up the sky overnight and brought heavy rain and hail to East Texas. In Port Arthur, a tornado flattened this church, and another shredded this strip mall outside Houston. More than a foot of rain fell in some parts of the state, and in Dallas, a month's worth of rain fell in just 3 hours. One death from the storm has been reported in Mississippi outside Jackson, where the storm churned a swath of downed trees and power lines.
I'm standing in front of a ruined building. It's a general contracting business, and the owner told us earlier this was his life's work. And now, Nora, it's gone in seconds.
Mark, thank you. And these storms are far from over as they move east overnight. Let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
And Nora, good evening. Some of the violent weather we saw play out today, especially in places like Louisiana, is going to hit again tomorrow, just areas farther to the east. We've overlaid the high-resolution future radar on top of the areas that will be the biggest targets, including the panhandle of Florida up into Georgia. Really heavy storms for you in places like Atlanta, Albany down toward Tallahassee. Some of these storms could affect early tee times for the Masters tomorrow. They could get rained out. Likely flooding across the Gulf Coast here, but it could extend all the way up toward the Ohio Valley. Areas from Tampa and I-4 into Orlando, Jacksonville to Savannah, all areas where severe storms could hit. That may include tornadoes as well. There'll be a second area up across the Ohio Valley that could be a target. Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Charleston. And these areas are watching for high winds and hail to hit.
We'll be watching, Mike Bettis. Thank you. Tonight, some Republicans across the country are rhetorically trying to distance themselves from Arizona's Supreme Court ruling that upholds a near total abortion ban. But late today, Republican state lawmakers in Arizona blocked efforts by Democrats to overturn that law. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on the political uproar.
Angry, let down, frustrated.
Anxiety in Arizona tonight after the state Supreme Court upheld an 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions and criminalizes those who perform the procedure.
It's really upsetting that our politicians who are supposed to represent us are doing this.
Democrats protested on the floor of the state legislature today. And with swing state Arizona up for grabs in November, some Republicans are slamming the ruling too, including former President Donald Trump, who just 2 days ago said abortion should be left to the states. Today, he said Arizona went too far.
And I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that will be taken care of.
President Biden, who has vowed to restore Roe v. Wade, was asked today what his message is to Arizonans.
Elect me. I'm in the 21st century.
The controversial law could go into effect in Arizona this summer, forcing patients to travel to neighboring states with less restrictive laws. At the Camelback Family Planning Clinic in Phoenix, phones were ringing off the hook today. Calls from women concerned about abortion access.
As long as we can practice medicine here, we will continue to provide services, whether that means that people need ultrasounds to see how far along they are to see if they do need to go to a different state.
Arizona's highest court warned yesterday that doctors who perform the procedure could face between 2 to 5 years in prison, though the state's Democratic attorney general says she won't prosecute them.
You are now having physicians who are scared to do their job that they did without batting an eye before the overturn of Roe.
The uproar in Arizona is reigniting this issue at a national level, with Trump insisting today that if elected, he would not sign a federal abortion ban if Congress sent one to his desk. But Democrats cast major doubt on that claim, noting that he has repeatedly endorsed a ban at 20 weeks in the past, Nora.
Nancy Cordes, thank you very much. A large celebration marking the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan ended in a volley of at least 30 gunshots today in Philadelphia. Police say three people were shot. The city's police chief says it appears to have been a gunfight between four or five people who are now in custody. Federal officials are assisting in the investigation. Tonight, the family of a 15-year-old boy is demanding an Akron, Ohio police officer be fired after the release of disturbing body cam video. It shows the shooting of the teen, who the family says was holding a toy gun. CBS's Elaine Quijano reports the city's mayor is vowing a thorough investigation.
There is a guy walking down Newton Street, and he was aiming a gun at people's houses.
The call to Akron police came just after 7 p.m. on April 1st. Minutes later, Officer Ryan Westlake arrived.
Can I see your hands real quick?
Shots fired.
Westlake shot 15-year-old Tavion Koontz Williams once in the wrist. Police say he was holding this, a replica of an assault weapon. Federal law requires such replicas to have distinguishing markings, like a permanently attached bright orange plug in the barrel.
I'm a good kid, bro. I get A's in school.
He was doing everything that he absolutely could to comply with the police officer's orders.
Attorney Imokai Okolo represents the family.
How is Tavion doing?
It's tough. It's very traumatic. He's been having nightmares, not being able to sleep.
Officer Westlake has been placed on paid administrative leave. He's been on the force 9 years and has been disciplined more than once. In 2021, he was fired, reinstated, and then suspended for several incidents, including pointing a gun at his then-girlfriend while drunk. In this case, former NYPD Detective Sergeant Keith Taylor says the officer only had seconds to act.
I believe that the officer thought that this was a very dangerous situation based on the 911 call. He was probably focused on trying to stop this individual from actually hurting somebody.
We tried contacting Officer Westlake for comment, but were unable to reach him. In a statement, the local police union stood by Westlake, saying in part, quote, the officer acted within policy and procedure and according to his training. Nora?
Elaine Quijano, thank you. A major setback today for hostage negotiations. An Israeli official tells CBS News Hamas is unable to locate 40 Israeli hostages for a possible ceasefire deal. This all raising fears tonight for families that their loved ones have died. CBS Deborah Pacha reports tonight on the war that just entered its seventh month.
Palestinians pray amidst the rubble and ruin of Gaza, marking the end of Ramadan with the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. For many, the day was spent in mourning at the grave sites of loved ones killed in over half a year of war. It's enough, God, Anam Abda sobbed, enough with war. Instead of a joyful occasion filled with children's laughter, for this grandmother, it was a day of heartbreak, as she said a final farewell to her grandchildren while their father cradles the body of his youngest son. His wife and three children were killed in central Gaza. And for Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh, the conflict became personal. This is the moment he received the news that his three adult sons and four grandchildren were killed in an Israeli airstrike. As the war drags on and the humanitarian crisis worsens, the wider the rift grows between the U.S. and Israel, with President Biden yesterday sharply criticizing the way Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was conducting this war.
I think what he's doing is a mistake.
And today reiterating that he expected Netanyahu to make good on his promise to flood Gaza with aid.
And the fact is that we're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough.
The rift between the U.S. and Israel comes at a precarious time. Tonight, we are learning that the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East is heading to Israel amid increasing concerns that Iran is preparing to launch a major attack against Israel in retaliation for last week's bombing of the Iranian consulate in Damascus. Nora?
We're on high alert. Deborah Pata, thank you. Back here at home, the former chief financial officer of Donald Trump's real estate empire was sentenced to 5 months behind bars today for lying under oath during Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. Alan Weisselberg pleaded guilty to perjury last month, admitting that he lied when he testified that he didn't know how Trump's Manhattan penthouse was valued at three times its actual size. Weisselberg previously served 100 days in jail for dodging taxes. Now to some breaking news. Wall Street took a hit, with all three major indexes finishing the day in the red. The Dow fell more than 400 points after the Labor Department reported a higher-than-expected spike in inflation. The Consumer Price Index for March rose at an annual rate of 3.5%, and that is the biggest jump in 6 months. In tonight's Money Watch, CBS's Jolene Kent shows us how consumers are feeling the pinch.
For the third straight month, prices have gone up more than expected, from the rising cost of car insurance and repairs to how much you're paying at the grocery store every week.
Do you know how much one of these costs? Two freaking dollars.
This was $200.
We're supposed to skip the power bill this month so we can buy groceries or the mortgage.
Before the pandemic, all of these groceries, about 30 items, cost $100 on average. Now, 5 years later, according to Nielsen IQ, all this costs 33% more, meaning you'd have to skip about 10 items, like chicken, bread, milk, and bananas to make your $100 budget. 5 years ago versus today, the difference is remarkable. Is that normal?
Oh, goodness, it's not normal at all. So that's why really consumers are really, really scrutinizing their behaviors because, you know, prices are leveling off, but they're leveling off at these record high levels.
Higher gas prices and rent also helped push inflation up 3.5% over the last year. Also more expensive, baby food and formula spiking nearly 10%, elder care up over 14%, and veterinary care jumping almost 10%. President Biden responding today.
We're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing, and we have a plan to deal with it.
But until then, shoppers continue to cut corners where they can.
We asked Americans, have you changed your behavior? And 87% of Americans have said yes to that. We may be seeing more, you know, white meat on the barbecue than red meat this summer because beef prices have gone up 9%. Everybody's been impacted by this. There's no way you can get around it.
The good news here is wage growth last month did outpace inflation, but this March inflation number is the biggest annual jump in 6 months, and it really makes it very unlikely that the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates anytime soon. Nora?
Yeah, many people waiting on that. Jolene Kent, thank you so much. There's breaking news from Dallas. A Super Bowl champion is wanted by police in connection with a terrifying crash. We've got the details next.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply. This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tonight, Dallas police have issued an arrest warrant for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice and another driver who are accused of speeding on an expressway and causing a chain reaction crash 2 weekends ago. Rice, who was driving a Lamborghini, is wanted on charges including aggravated assault and collision involving serious bodily injury. Bird flu has been detected in America's largest city, with a small number of birds in New York City parks and green spaces testing positive. A human infection from the outbreak was reported earlier this month in Texas, where a worker at a dairy farm had symptoms similar to pink eye. The CDC says there's no sign of bird flu spreading between people. The cost of a stamp may be going up again. The U.S. Postal Service wants to raise the price of a first-class forever stamp from 68 cents to 73 cents. If approved, the change would happen in July. The Biden administration is cracking down on so-called forever chemicals in America's drinking water. We've got the details next. Today, the Biden administration laid out the first national standards limiting what are known as forever chemicals in drinking water. As CBS's Ben Tracy reports, the move is aimed at preventing thousands of deaths and tens of thousands of serious illnesses.
Everyone should be able to turn on their tap and trust that the water that they're drinking and giving their children is safe.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan announced the new drinking water standard in North Carolina, where in 2017 it was discovered a chemical plant had been contaminating the local water supply by dumping PFAS into a nearby river.
It was gut-wrenching to when we first learned about our contamination crisis.
Emily Donovan lives near the river and has been fighting for PFAS regulations for years.
How concerned have you been about the water you and your children have been drinking all these years?
I mean, I've been terrified. No mother wants to be told that she contaminated her children.
An estimated 200 million Americans are exposed to PFAS chemicals through drinking water. These forever chemicals last for thousands of years and are used in everything from food packaging to water-resistant clothing and cosmetics. They've been linked to certain cancers, liver damage, and developmental issues in children.
You can't smell these chemicals, you can't taste them, you can't see them. So that's why these new rules are so important.
Now, water utilities must reduce PFAS levels to near zero in the next 5 years. The EPA says 6 to 10% of the 66,000 public drinking water systems will likely need to make changes to comply. That could cost billions of dollars. The American Water Works Association, which represents the utilities, says polluters, not communities, should be held responsible. But for Emily Donovan,
this, I think, is a monumental change in how we look at public water in America.
What matters is making the water safe to drink. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Heart of America is next with one of the nation's highest civilian honors for Rosie the Riveter, the women of World War II.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America with a long overdue honor for the millions of women who answered the call during World War II. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
In trademark red and white polka dots,
Rosie, the Riveter, Rosie.
More than two dozen women representing Rosie the Riveter received recognition with a Congressional Gold Medal for working on the home front in shipyards and factories during World War II.
Remember these four little words. We can do it.
Accepting on behalf of the mostly centenarian group, 98-year-old May Cryer, an original Rosie who produced B-17 and B-29 bombers for Boeing in Seattle.
But a lot of women were treated poorly by the men. They resented having the women in there.
Marion Souce worked in a shipyard in Richmond, California.
Why is the recognition important?
You want to know that you accomplished something during your life. And I guess this is it. Although I raised six kids, and I think that's an accomplishment, too.
Susan King was a Riveter from Baltimore.
For the few of us still living, any time will do to prove to America that we were important, too.
Trailblazing then.
We were doing it to save our country.
And now, Nicole Killian, CBS News, The Capitol.
And we are grateful to those women. Rosie the Riveters, tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than 3 decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson. and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Naval Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.